As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're right, 8:15 on Thursday morning. Tommy Tucker welcoming in our friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer at People's Health. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy, I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. How about those boxer puppies?
They're doing okay. Crazy. Nearly killed me yesterday.
Oh, no.
They've got a lot of energy, more than I do.
I hear that. We're going to talk about when you need medical attention, as Dr. B almost did yesterday, knowing where you can go. It can save you time and help get the care you need. But how do you make that decision? Dr. B is going to help us decide whether to go to your primary care provider, an urgent care facility, or the emergency department. I guess we'll start, Doc, with what is a primary care provider?
Yeah, sure. So, and I am a primary care provider, so this is a great topic. But a primary care provider, or we call ourselves PCPs, are really physicians who practice general health care. And it could be a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant as well. And you can see us for all kinds of things. You know, we do focus a lot on yearly checkups and a lot of preventative care, things like vaccinations and health screenings. But we can also help you manage a lot of chronic health conditions, things like diabetes and high blood pressure in particular.
So a PCP is not just for older people. What kind of illnesses can a PCP treat?
Yeah, so, you know, for a PCP, if your symptoms are not life-threatening or they're not so severe that, you know, you may need to go elsewhere, which we'll talk about, your PCP is probably the best place to start. We're going to be able to treat a variety of conditions. You know, it could be simple things like allergies, sinus infections, and colds, but it could be a little bit more severe things like burns, aches, and pains. And then, like I mentioned, all of those chronic medical problems like diabetes, heart disease, and lung disease.
When should you go to an urgent care center? Like when your boxers are trying to kill you?
Maybe, but probably you should call your PCP first. So an urgent care center, and a lot of people don't realize this, they really provide the same services that a primary care provider does. And so you want to think about those facilities when your PCP is not available, or maybe you can't wait to get in to see your PCP. So, you know, examples there would be when you're out of town, or if you need care on a night or weekend, or maybe if your PCP doesn't have any open appointments. That's when you're really going to consider urgent care.
Can an urgent care center kind of like fill the role of a PCP?
They really can't. And the reason why is because urgent cares are there for kind of what we call one and done visits. So, you know, they don't actually take a really extensive medical history on you. They don't have that continuity or know what's going on with you from visit to visit because you're pretty much in and out. In fact, some of them, I think, are called in and out. And so really, they don't focus on wellness activities like health screenings. They're really there to just address that one issue. Your PCP, on the other hand, is really going to see you regularly. They're going to get to know you. They're going to understand your health and your medical and your family history. And keep in mind, in addition to treating, you know, all those illnesses and injuries when you get in to see them, they're going to try to make you stay healthier and actually live healthier through that preventative care and management of all your conditions.
And what I'm hearing here, Doc, is like they're the overseer of all the medications, right? They can look at what Dr. A is giving you, Dr. B, pardon the pun, Dr. C, etc. cetera, right? And then see, well, wait, you can't have this because you're taking that.
Exactly. In fact, you know, I always call them the captains of the ship. They're there to manage everything.
What about the emergency department? When do you head there?
Yeah, so the emergency department is really designed to handle those kind of complex and critical needs. And, you know, most of them are attached to a hospital, so they can actually admit you directly to the hospital if you need emergent care or you need surgery, perhaps. You really only want to go to the emergency department when you have a life-threatening illness or injury. And so some things to think about there, if you've got trouble breathing, absolutely, if you've got chest pain or really severe stomach pain. Broken bones is another definite reason to go to the ER. Uncontrolled or excessive bleeding is another one. And then really severe coughing, especially if you're coughing up blood. And then definitely if you've lost consciousness or have any signs of a stroke, that's what the ER is for.
And there are reasons why you shouldn't make the emergency department the catch-all and just go for anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're sick or you're in pain, you want to be seen right away. But if you go to the emergency department, you're not necessarily going to get immediate treatment. The wait times can be hours sometimes. And the reason for that is because emergency departments are designed to see patients based on the severity of their condition. We call that triaging. So it's not on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you've got a critical illness, you want that taken care of right away. If you've got a less severe illness, it could take quite a while, for them to actually see you. And then the other thing to keep in mind is that emergency room cost, in terms of the cost to the patient, can be extremely expensive. You know, a copay for a PCP may be $0 or $5. Urgent care may be a little bit more, but the ER could be upwards of $100 or more dollars to see a doctor.
And you don't want to clog it up for the people that do legitimately need to see an emergency physician as well. Let's take a break. We'll come back, go through some scenarios maybe of what it actually looks like in picking a care provider. Dr. B, our guest, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. More when we return, 820 Traffic Now, WWL. Tommy Tucker, 826, back with Dr. B, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We're talking about how do you decide what doctor to go to when you're seeking medical attention, whether it's a primary care provider or an emergency room or urgent care. And Doc, maybe we can go through some scenarios to see what it would actually look like to help people decide.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the first one?
So let's say it's Wednesday morning and you've been under the weather for a few days. Maybe you've got a cough, a little low-grade fever, and some pressure in your face, like sinus pressure. And you've taken all your over-the-counter allergy and cold medicines, but it's just not helping. And so you're thinking, uh-oh, maybe I've got COVID or the flu.
All right, so what do you do?
So with that example, I would say definitely call your PCP's office, and you want to ask them to schedule an appointment. What's great now, you know, since the pandemic, a lot of docs can offer a virtual visit too, because you might be contagious and they don't want you spreading it around. So they may be able to assess you virtually and then see if you need to come in for additional testing or an appointment. And that way they'll be able to actually determine what your actual illness is, how to care for you. And they do all that in the context of your other medical problems, because if you've got things like high blood pressure, maybe you don't want to be taking some of the over-the-counter medicines.
All right, give me another scenario.
Yeah, so let's say, it's 6 o'clock on a Saturday and you go for a run and you stumble on our wonderful sidewalks and you twist your ankle. And it's swollen and painful, but you're pretty sure it's not broken because you can get up and you can walk a little bit just with pain. So you really think probably I need to get to check, I need to get this checked out.
I thought you were going to say it's 9 o'clock on a Saturday there for a second. I was getting ready to channel Billy Joel. So what do you do?
So in that scenario, it's the weekend. Your PCP's office is probably closed if they don't have weekend hours. And your ankle doesn't seem broken. You're able to actually walk a little bit on it just with pain. So it's probably not a medical emergency. So that is the ideal situation to go to urgent care. A lot of urgent cares will also have x-ray facilities in them. So, the doctor can actually examine you, take an x-ray, see if it is truly broken, and then they'll kind of recommend how you need to be treated and if you need additional follow-up. And then don't forget, the next week, call your PCP and let them know what happened.
Give me one more example.
Yeah, so this is real world. This happened to me. So it's 2 a.m. You wake up with severe stomach pain, hard to move, you know, screaming and yelling. You're nauseous, and you have a fever that's going up.
What'd you do? Or what should somebody do?
So my wife thought I was joking, but keep in mind, not all stomach pain requires an emergency department visit. But in this sort of situation, it probably is the best option to go to the emergency department because the pain is sudden, it's intense, and it's accompanied by other symptoms like the fever in particular, which can be a really bad red, you know, a red flag there. And so that was actually the sign of appendicitis. And you could end up with a perforation of your appendix or other medical emergency type problems. So you definitely want to go to the ER, which is what I did in that scenario.
So you did diagnose yourself? I'm just curious when it comes to physicians, or you did not?
I did. I actually walked in and I said, I think my appendix ruptured. And about 30 minutes later, they wheeled me off to surgery.
Wow,
so,
no
yeah,
kidding.
That was. Yeah,
that can be serious. Good thing you found.
Yeah, absolutely. And I usually don't like going to the ER at all unless I'm working there. And but yep, that was a scenario where you definitely have to go.
No offense, Doc. Nobody likes to go to the ER. Any final advice for us?
Yeah, I think the last thing would be, you know, call your PCP if you've got an issue like this. They can help you decide the best place to get the care, and that's really what they're there for. So make sure you're reaching out to them and they know what's going on. And if you do seek care elsewhere, let them know about it so they can make sure that it coordinates with everything else going on with you.
Some very valuable information. Thanks, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. And you're feeling fine now? You're all healed up?
I'm all healed up.
All right, good.
Ready for Jazz Fest.
All right, good. Have a great time. You can visit the People's Health Medicare Center at 3017 Vets between North Causeway Boulevard and Trader Joe's if you want to find out more. Appointments are recommended. Walk-ins are welcome. Also, to find out more about People's Health, you can go to peopleshealth.com or just give them a call at 800-978-9765. We're talking Jazz Fest with Keith Spiro when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News.